So this is a volume check. Looks pretty good to me. About the right volume. Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World by Ed Pickford. There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in a case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard in memory of one who's no more. If you turn second left at the high street, just past an old pub called the Swan, there's a monument to my Uncle Albert, and though of not many heroes, he was one. He wasn't a chap prone to boasting. He stood out at, I bet, only 5 feet. But those 5 feet he covered in glory, as you'll hear when his old comrades meet. It was the time of the first Yankee moon men. There was racing at Catterick as well, and I backed the 6-4 favorite. And he was, that is, till he fell. That night was the championship darts match, and the bar of the club was jammed full. We were playing at home in the final, and we started, being nearest the bull. The oohs and the ahs broke the silence as both teams wrestled with might, a game to remember forever by all, even those who were tight. Some favored cardboard, some feathers, some favored heavy, some light. But all were experienced past masters of split-second reckoning and flight. Then the nail that was holding the dartboard bent with a fearful creak, and there wasn't another to replace it, least not straight to hand, so to speak. At last the club's concert chairman, renowned for his improvised wit, says, "Put old Albert beneath it. With his height, it'll just about fit." The company looked around at poor Albert. Then the secretary got right to the nub, saying, "If he doesn't, the match'll be forfeit. Come on, Albert, for the honor of the club." Albert had no need of thinking. His blood rose to answer the call, and he jammed his head under the dartboard, crying, "For Queen, club, country, and all!" Not flinching, not moving, he just stood there, except once when he went out the back, until the game flowed in our favor. The opposition was beginning to crack. All that was needed for victory was 5 and double 16. Now the 5 was obtained very easy. Then silence fell on the scene. The player squared up with his arrows. It was Sidney, Albert's own son, who'd played very well all that evening, until now when something went wrong. Now it could have been all the excitement, or some smoke that got in his eye, or it could have been his new wellies, 'cause he slipped just before he let fly. Albert stood stricken with horror as he watched the oncoming dart. Then his teeth gnashed with pain as it hit his gold chain and ricocheted up through his heart. Did he fall like a bird when it's wounded? Did he cry out in the midst of his pain? No. He winced and he spoke in a whisper, "Come on, son, finish the game." Albert's blood dripped down his waistcoat as Sidney took aim and then threw, hitting double 16, neat, sweet, and clean, though how he felt, nobody knew. "Someone grab Albert," cried the steward. "Keep him upright," they all roared. "Hold him up by his armpits. If he falls, he might damage the board." There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard in memory of one who's no more. The whole club turned out for the funeral. There were friends and relatives as well. And they laid him to rest with the board on his chest. Uncle Albert's sad farewell. That was Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell by Ed Pickford, as read by Harry Baya.